Is there anything more iconic from the mid-1900s than the Lone Ranger? Are there any more commonly known phrases than "Hi-yo, Silver, away"? Conceived by the staff of radio station WXYZ in the 1930s, the masked man rode his way into history on his white horse Silver, together with sidekick Tonto, which, by the way, means stupid in Spanish. KLOI will be airing 2 months' worth of Lone Ranger radio programs starting Tuesday, September 20th, 2011. These will be on our regularly scheduled Radio Classic half hour at 2:30 p.m. If you're hearing this on replay, I guess you're out of luck. But wait, you can email me, John Waugh, at kloijohn@gmail.com, and I'll tell you how to hear these episodes on the internet. What you'll be hearing right now on My Two Cents is the very first Lone Ranger radio broadcast from January 31st, 1933, introducing George Seton as Kimo Sabe, and the plot that captured the imagination of generations of listeners and later viewers.
Of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hi-yo, Silver!" The Lone Ranger. This is the legend of a man who buried his identity to dedicate his life to the service of humanity and country. It is the story of the origin of the Lone Ranger. Early settlers in the West had to be brave men and women, ready to fight for their lives at any moment. There was danger on every side. There were wild beasts, savage Indians, and the Cavendish Gang. Butch Cavendish headed a pack of outlaws. They struck without warning to steal and kill.
Open fire on that wagon train. Wipe them out to the last man.
The Cavendish Gang attacked ranches and towns as well as wagon trains. Everyone feared Butch Cavendish. His gang grew rich and powerful. Finally, the Texas Rangers learned where Butch Cavendish and his gang were hiding. 6 Texas Rangers guided their horses along a canyon floor to arrest the Cavendish Gang. Presently, Captain Reed signaled a halt.
Wait in, boys. We'll wait here until a scout returns.
You think it was a good idea to send Collins, our guide, on ahead?
It was Captain Reed's younger brother who asked the question. The captain explained that Collins, who was not a Texas Ranger, was the only man who knew the country and who could scout ahead for information. Then, while the Texas Rangers waited for the guide's return, the captain said to his younger brother,
My wife and son are coming from the east. If something happens to me, and you survive, well, I know you'll take care of her and Danny.
Right.
I'm going to count on you to resign from the Rangers and work that silver mine we staked out. See that my son and his mother get my share.
I promise.
Here comes Collins, the scout.
What's the word, Collins?
Good news, Captain Reed. It's all clear. I scouted the rim on both sides of the canyon and found no sign of the Cavendish outfit.
All right, boys, let's go. Get up there.
Collins, the guide, lagged behind unnoticed by the Texas Rangers, who moved in single file along the floor of the rock-strewn canyon. They didn't know that Collins had lied, that Butch Cavendish and his killers were waiting in ambush on the rim on both sides of the gap.
Here come those Rangers, boys, just as Collins told us.
Yeah, they are.
Now, we can't get down to the floor of the canyon without going a long way back, and it'll be dark in half an hour. So we'll just keep pouring lead into them from up here until we're sure they're dead. Then we won't be taking any chances.
Now open fire!
The Rangers leaped from their saddles and spread out as they returned the fire from both sides of the canyon. Soon, 4 of the Rangers were killed. Captain Dan Reed and his brother, wounded several times, kept fighting side by side. Then the captain fell mortally wounded, and a moment later, his younger brother, the last of the Rangers, slumped to the ground. Outlaws waited and watched for any sign of life from the Rangers. then rode away, convinced that all six men in Bryant's Gap were dead. Sunset came, then darkness. That night, an Indian examined the bodies by moonlight. After examining the first five men, he muttered softly,
"Oh, them dead."
Then he came to the sixth man, the younger brother of the captain.
"And this man lives."
The Indian lifted this man tenderly in his strong arms and carried him to a nearby cave where he bathed and dressed the wounds. Then he took a spade from one side of the cave and returned to the canyon, where he worked steadily until the dead men had been buried. Returning to the cavern, he sat watching through the remaining hours of the night. Daybreak found the ranger stronger, but by nightfall, the wounds had become infected. The Indian called on all his knowledge to treat the wounded man. He went day and night without rest. The morning of the fourth day when the ranger opened his eyes, and for the first time the Indian saw them clear and calm.
"Are you awake? Me glad."
"Yes, I... but so weak."
"You wounded man."
I remember an ambush."
"Isn't that right? Me find you in canyon. Carry you here to cave."
It's daylight."
"It morning."
"Then I must have been unconscious all night."
"It's several days since fight in canyon."
"Several days."
"Ah.
There's something familiar about you."
You remember? Many year ago, you only boy. You find Indian boy in trouble. You save life, Indian boy."
"Yes. Your name is Tonto."
"That right."
"Years ago, you called me Kemosabe."
"That right. And you still Kemosabe. It mean faithful friend."
"Tonto, there were six of us in that canyon. The others. What about the other rangers?"
"Other ranger, all dead."
"Dead."
"Ah.
One was my brother."
"You only ranger left. You, Lone Ranger."
"The Lone Ranger." "Tonto, those killers know me by sight. If they know one man escaped, they'll look for him."
"And them not know one escape. Tonto bury five men, make six grave. Crook think you die with others."
"Good. Then my name shall be forever buried with my brother and my friends. From now on, my face must be concealed. A disguise, perhaps. Or a mask. That's it. A mask. I'm the only one who knows about the Cavendish gang. With your help, Tonto, I'll get every one of those crooks."
In the ranger's eyes, there was a light that must have burned in the eyes of knights in armor. A light that through the ages lifted the souls of strong men who fought for justice, for God.
"I'll be the Lone Ranger."
This has been My Two Cents. I'm John Waugh. What you just heard was the first Lone Ranger episode, broadcast on radio station WXYZ in 1933. Did I hear the narrator say, "A silver horse with the speed of light"? How very Superman-ish. But what Superman, Batman, and Mickey Mouse lacked was a short key phrase. "Hi-yo, Pluto, away!" just didn't cut it. And that music, the William Tell Overture. No, the Lone Ranger had it all. Who was that masked man anyway?